Hello and welcome to a review of this week's episode of Business English Ace Radio podcast that helps you boost your English one episode at a time. I'm H.E. Colby, a seasoned business English professor and author of the BusinessEnglishAce.com and Espanol.BusinessEnglishAce.com blogs. I'm so happy you are here with me today. I examine a part of erroneous English or not in every episode. In episode 12, you learn about how to use beside versus besides correctly in your English sentences or conversations. Tune in to Business English Ace Radio at businessenglishace.com/BEAR12 for our answer to the erroneous English question of the week. You and I start a new series to strengthen your business English skills. The new series concerns the 7 C's of business English writing. The first C is clarity. If you prepare memos, emails, or other documents at the office, tune in to www.businessenglishace.com/BEAR12 to learn more. You continue learning in the new segment, Business English Ace Success, about the 7 habits of successful people. So tune in today at businessenglishace.com/BEAR12 for the number 3 habit of successful people. Every week, our English class together on Business English Ace Radio is packed with news, information, and knowledge share that you need for success at school and at the office. Our business book review concerns The Effective Executive by business expert Peter Drucker. The recent blog post is about resources for the GMAT, and the quote of the week comes from Bill Gates of Microsoft on geeks, or as we say, computer nerds. So tune in today, businessenglishace.com/BEAR12 for more information about these topics. Tune in at www.businessenglishace.com/BEAR12 to improve your business English skills and increase your job opportunities. Well, I'm H.E. Colby. Thank you for joining me today for this preview of the next episode of Business English Ace Radio. Remember to visit my blogs at businessenglishace.com and Espanol.BusinessEnglishAce.com. Until the next time, happy business English studies.